Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Preps Radio presents the High School Baseball Game of the Week. Here's Clark Johnson.
Live from Windsor High School in beautiful Windsor, Colorado, it is the 1310 KFK Preps Radio Game of the Week in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast Booth. Clark Johnson along with Bruce Dick today. We are having 4A action NCAA Conference, the Windsor Wizards and the Silver Creek Raptors. Bruce, how are you today, my friend?
Well, Clark, doing good. We have another beautiful day for baseball, and these teams are back-to-back with Silver Creek getting a win last night, 7-4 over the Wizards.
No doubt.
A big game for the Wizards today.
And you probably saw the RPI. Windsor goes from 5 to 12 yesterday. That's a big one. So you know Brad Deal, who's not here today. He's out with family business today. So we get their interim coach, Shannon Myatt, will be the head coach out there for Windsor today. But they need this. They got to come back and get a win today against the Raptors.
Yeah, they need this. And going into next week, facing the Erie Tigers, becomes even a bigger game for them today after the loss yesterday.
Yeah, Windsor 13-2 in the conference. Erie's 12-2, so there's only a half game between them. Probably will come down to that last season home and home between these two teams and see who gets the NCAA conference this year in the game. Wizards 15-4 on the year, 13-2 in the league. They had won six in a row until yesterday, of course, and that's a tough one because Silver Creek is a 46 RPI. You got to go out and get it done against a team like that, right?
Yeah, 46 RPI. They don't have a lot of time to make up ground, but another win over a top 15 team gets them possibly back into the playoff picture.
10 straight winning seasons for the Wizards program under Brad Deal. It's been a terrific run out here in Windsor. For the Raptors, Brad Stewart in his fifth year coaching this club, 9-10 they are so far this year. 9-6 in league play, but as we said, I said 46. They're actually 47 RPI as of this morning. They've split their last four with the Wizards, so 2-2. It's been a team that has given Windsor some fits in the past.
There are those teams once in a while that just matchups what it is, but yes, they have played the Wizards very tough as of late.
This is our proactive physical therapy and sports medicine pregame show. We're just about 5 minutes away from our J9 agency's opening pitch. Proactive physical therapy, sports medicine, regardless of your age or athletic ability, perform at your peak with Proactive. More online at proactivecolorado.com. So as I said, about 5 minutes or so away, we'll have the anthem as we go to break here and come back with our J9 Agencies first pitch. J9 Agencies have been around for 24 years. Want to help you do things right? That's Mike and Janine Freeman, Terry Gertsch out there in beautiful Alt, Colorado. J9 crop insurance, J9 just regular insurance. They're doing it all for you. So get on out there in Alt and look them up. We thank them for their sponsorship here today. Let's see the lineups in the ballgame here today for the visiting Silver Creek Raptors. Will Schlepper will lead off and play shortstop. Benny Hyman hits second and plays left field. John Sikich is the catcher here for the Raptors today. Jake Winanande is the first baseman. Zach Kolfkin is at third base. It is Harper Rogers, Halpin Rogers. I can't see the name on here. Let me make sure. Sometimes I can't read my own writing here.
Hayden Hodges.
There we are. Now it looks like Hayden on my scorecard here. Hayden Hodges is the DH. Jackson Hacker is playing center field. Bryce Gore is in right field. And Jonah Tatterson will hit ninth and play second base for the Raptors coming off the win yesterday against the Wizards. For Windsor, as we said, Shannon Myatt will be the head coach today, taking over for Brad Deal, who's out today. 15-4, 13-2 in league play. And as we said, for the Wizards, dropping out to a number 12 RPI with the loss yesterday. But they've still won 13 of their last 15 games as they roll into today's game against Silver Creek. Jake Kaufman will lead off and play left field. Aaron Rolfe is the third baseman batting second. Jake Lilley is the catcher today. Lilley back behind the dish for Windsor. Chase Thomas is in right field. He'll hit fourth. Riley Warmbrod, he has had a terrific season here for the Wizards, the pitcher on the hill. And everybody thought maybe that it was going to be Jackson Adam as the senior on the staff that was the ace this year for the Wizards, but a 6-point-something ERA for Jackson Adam. And then you turn around and you look at Riley Warmbrod, 5-0, 0.47 ERA, 8th appearance of the year, and a 1.0 whip.
Boy, that whip and ERA, you just don't get that low very often, and he's had a terrific season. So given the Wizards, I think, the edge going into today.
Yep, no doubt about it. Ethan Fillinger. Fillinger is the shortstop today. Hunter Burkett is the center fielder. Jackson Adam is over at first base, and then Tyson Shade is the DH today, hitting in the number 9 spot for the Wizards. So umpires coming out on the field right now. We're going to anthem just here in a moment. So we'll break aside, come back with our J9 agency's first pitch in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Every athlete's goal is to be the best.
Over, the second baseman makes the play. Oh, doctor.
Hi, I'm Kyle with SOAR. SOAR is a scientifically oriented athletic regimen that brings out the best in every athlete. With training focused on muscular strength, power, endurance, speed, and agility, SOAR can help you rise above the competition. SOAR is located in a state-of-the-art facility called Balance Health. This gives us top-of-the-line equipment to help you train at the highest level. Check us out at soarathlete.com and let us help you rise above the competition.
Great food often comes from old family recipes. Farmers Inn Mexican Restaurant in LaSalle is the perfect example. At Farmers Inn, it's all about family, and we're serving up the best green chili in town for better than 40 years. Our family invites your family to experience our delicious burritos, empanadas, and Mexican hamburgers. Don't forget about $1.50 margarita night each Thursday with the best margs in town. For our daily specials and farmers' favorites, visit farmersinmexicanfood.com. That's Farmers Inn in LaSalle.
In the ag industry, hard work and experience are the two most important attributes to possess. Livestock Exchange, LLC, has been working hard for the people of Colorado in brush since 1969. For a full rundown of upcoming cattle sales, hay auctions, or just the monthly sales schedule, visit livestockexchange.org. If you're looking for high quality and personal service, no matter the size of your operation, look no further than Livestock Exchange in Brush, Colorado.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
Want free gas? Head to Kramer's Wedge Store in Kersey or either of the U Fillets in Greeley or Eaton and enter to win a $100 gas card each week. Every visit, when you spend $15 or more and pay inside, you'll receive an entry for that week's drawing. While you're there, grab some made-from-scratch food at the Tatanka Grill. It's the perfect double play, free gas, and the best food on the road. For more information and to check out all the deals, visit them on Facebook at Kramer's Wedge Store.
Northern Colorado's voice and your home for Preps football, basketball, and baseball is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
When you find a great business that does things the right way, you could say it's as good as gold. In Eaton, they say it's as good as Gould. Gould Parts in downtown Eaton is your source for quality Napa parts. From car parts to truck parts to big machine parts, Gould Parts selection and quality is unmatched. It's elementary. Just write down their number and stick it on the fridge. 454-3355. When you need to find the right part, don't stress. Just call the best. Gould Parts in Eaton, proudly supporting Preps Radio on KFKA. Daryl, Todd, Colton, Allen, Ellie, Troy. To you, these may just be names, but to many, these are the names of people who have helped their post-op recovery, blood flow restriction therapy, or helped with sports medicine. These are the physical therapists at Proactive Physical Therapy in Eaton and Greeley. They welcome you to recover the right way. Proactive Physical Therapy, providing the highest quality, evidence-based orthopedic physical therapy and sports medicine in Northern Colorado. Learn more at ProactiveColorado.com.
Hi there, this is longtime high school coach Bruce Dick. Attention to detail and the drive for perfection is what has helped me be successful on the court. It's also what makes Advanced Roofing Technologies the best in their court roofing. Advanced Roofing replaced my roof, and let me tell you, even I couldn't find anything they needed to improve upon. Brad and his crew at Advanced Roofing Technologies have been around for 29 plus years. That's almost as long as I've been coaching. For more information, go to advancedroofingtech.com.
Oh, darn these lights. Always going out.
I know your dad loves fixing things, but we should just get help from Conduct All Electric.
I get that they redesigned the lights in your office, and the neighbor loves the custom work they did at his house. And the LED retrofit that Conduct All Electric did at my brother's restaurant really saves him a ton of money, but I just don't know.
Look at it this way. We won't have to use their 24-hour service anymore.
Okay. You sold me.
Conduct All Electric in Windsor. Find out more at conductall.com.
Let's go! Batter up! We're taking the afternoon off. It's a beautiful day.
Live from Windsor High School in beautiful Windsor, Colorado, it is the 1310 KFK Saturday game of the week in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth here. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick. Coach, this is going to be a good one today, and the Windsor Wizards off the loss against the Raptors yesterday. They need this one.
Yeah, Clark, they really do. And I think with Riley Wormbrot on the mound, that certainly gives them advantage entering today's game.
Yeah, talking about Brad Deal's pitching staff, and they thought Jackson Adam was going to be the guy this year, but he's had a tough run. And really, third and fourth inning have been his downfall this year. But Wormbrot, Riley's been terrific. 5-0, 0.47 ERA, eighth appearance, 29 and two-thirds innings, 15 hits, 14 walks. That puts his whip just below one. 43 Ks in those 29 and two-thirds innings. Opponents hitting .144 against him today. So I think as far as the season goes, they got the right guy in the mound today.
Yeah, I think they do too. And, boy, Riley picked a great day to be on the mound. It is beautiful here in Windsor, Colorado today.
Yeah, gorgeous day. Originally 11 o'clock start for us, but due to some umpiring shenanigans, we're 1 o'clock start, so we'll get this going for you. But Silver Creek Raptors, Brad Stewart in his fifth year with the Raptors, now have split the last four decisions with the Windsor Wizards. So even though Windsor's been always top of the rung, always fighting for a league championship, the Raptors have been a bugaboo, winning two of the last four against the Wiz.
Yes, and they've just given the Windsor Wizards fits. So Wormbrot's going to try to change that this afternoon.
All right, for the Raptors, 9-10 on the year, 9-6 in the league here, and it'll be Will Schlepper, the shortstop, then Benny Hyman, the left fielder, and John Sikich as we get to our J9 Agency's first pitch of the ball game. Riley Wormbrot set to go. And the senior kicks and deals. First pitch of the ballgame. Swing and a miss with a fastball. It's 0-1. Pull up a chair. Spend part of the afternoon with us here on Preps Radio. No balls and a strike to Schlepper. Wormbrot comes back. Curveball hit down to third and right at the third baseman. It is Aaron Rolfe with the stab at third base, and there's one away.
Well, Riley brought a breaking pitch that time, and Schlepper actually made great contact, but right at the third baseman.
One down, and the Raptors left fielder, Benny Hyman, will come to the plate. Hyman in at 375 coming into the weekend. One homer, three doubles, 13 runs driven in. The pitch popped up right side, could be a quick inning. Dylan Ferraro, the junior second baseman on the edge of the outfield grass, puts it away, and there are two away.
Boy, that's what you love. You get two outs on three pitches.
Yes. Three pitches already, two away. That's a Bruce, you said it right. If a pitcher wants to start, this is awesome.
You know, you keep that rate, and you're going to be well below the 110 pitch minimum.
We're going to be done in an hour and 10 minutes at this rate. That's right. Good start today. John Sikich, the catcher, in for the Raptors here. Two outs, nobody on. Wormbrot comes back, and Riley's pitch is in on the fist, and he fouls it away. It's no balls and a strike.
Yeah, Riley came high and tight that time, and Riley just tried to get around on it, but could not. Good fastball up and in.
Sikich, the catcher for this team. Sikich is hitting .571. That's one of the best spots on the team. That one missed up and out. And it's a ball and a strike here. Wormbrot set to go again. Riley kicks and deals, and the pitch to the plate. Breaking ball outside corner for a strike. That's a beauty.
Yeah, Sikic kind of questioning that call, but that was a terrific pitch on the outside corner.
So 1-2, Aaron Rolf, Ethan Fillinger, left side of the infield, Darren Ferraro, Jackson Adam on the right side. That pitch outside, oh, got him right down to middle, in fact.
That's a no-doubter, Clark.
Struck him out looking. It's a 1-2-3 quick inning for the senior. Riley Warmbrod will come back in a moment as the Windsor Wizards get the home half of the first here. Back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I am Mike Leffler, and I am local. I sell insurance. The name of my company is Mike Leffler Insurance Agency with Goosehead. I have a digital app so you can see what type of plan works best for you. I can get insurance from over 20 carriers. I am direct and honest. That's why this radio ad is matter of fact. If you want insurance from a local guy that can help you get the best plan, then I'm your guy. Call me at 970-449-0286. Mike Leffler Insurance Agency.
Daryl, Todd, Colton, Allen, Ellie, Troy. To you, these may just be names, but to many, these are the names of people who have helped their post-op recovery, blood flow restriction therapy, or helped with sports medicine. These are the physical therapists at Proactive Physical Therapy in Eaton and Greeley. They welcome you to recover the right way. Proactive Physical Therapy, providing the highest quality, evidence-based orthopedic physical therapy and sports medicine in Northern Colorado. Learn more at ProactiveColorado.com.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, we go to the bottom of the first inning out here at Windsor High School. The Wizards, after a terrific inning by Riley Warmbrod, the senior right-hander, set him down in order. How many pitches in that first inning, Bruce? God, it couldn't be more than about seven or eight, right?
Yeah, seven or eight pitches. Great job by Riley. Boy, that's the start you want, especially coming off a loss. To go down and you shut your opponent down. Nobody comes close to getting on base.
Boy, you talked about it. I mean, we have had a season with wind, and more wind. This is just God's earth today. This is a wonderful place to be. Terrific weather for a baseball game today.
Well, this is it should be a pitcher's day. You know, pitchers generally like to work a little more in warm weather. And without the wind conditions today, should have great command of all their pitches.
All right, for the Wizards, Jay Kaufman's going to lead things off here. Kaufman hitting 400 coming into the weekend. Takes a pitch in and over for a strike. On the mound here, senior Barrett Beckley, 6.41 ERA, 13th appearance. Teams are hitting a healthy 320 against the senior here this year. Outside corner for a strike. It's quickly 0-2 to Kaufman.
Well, Beckley certainly, if this first batter is any indication, likes his off-speed stuff, loves the breaking ball.
Barrett set to go again, and he hit him 0-2 when he hit him. That's a pitcher's nightmare to go 0-2 and hit a batter.
Yeah, had him in the hole and comes inside trying to get him off the plate a little bit, but just lost control and wasn't high and tight. It was down at the legs, and that's not where you want an 0-2 count.
All right, so Wizards are runner down at first. Aaron Rolf jumps in, the third baseman here for the Wiz. Beckley at the belt, checks the runner at first, and comes the bluff at first base that time by Kaufman. Started to go and then turned around and stopped. And that one is in for a strike. No balls and a strike here.
Probably a big enough bluff to get maybe a throw over to first base by Beckley. Let's see.
Beckley at the belt, taking a long time between pitches, comes back, and the sidearms pitches off the glove of John Sikic, the catcher, and into second base. Boy, Sikic made a nice throw on a play where he had to go wide, get the baseball, still almost got the runner, but Kaufman's into second.
You're right, Clark. Siki made that a close play. Good jump getting down to second base. Thought it may not even be a throw, but he threw it down there and actually ended up very tight.
Beckley set to go again to Rolf, and the pitch waved at and missed. He came off speed. And so it's a ball and two strikes here to the third baseman for the Wizards.
Yeah, the Wizards are going to have to pick up that winding curveball. Beckley loves that pitch.
Ball and two strikes. Getting hungry today. The place to go is the official restaurant of Preps Radio, A&W in Eaton. We'll talk a bunch about them today. Pitcher's a ground ball foul outside the bag at third base. A&W Eaton open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Open at 7 a.m., close at 9. You want to get it delivered to your home? That's right, Uber Eats. Now has A&W in Eaton all over the place. Tuesdays, of course, Papa Burger Combo Day out at Eaton. A&W, that's the place to go on Tuesdays. It's A&W in Eaton. Pitch waved at and missed, and down he goes.
Great breaking pitch that time by Beckley, and Rolf just couldn't make a connection.
One gone for the Wizards here with Kaufman down at second base, and Jake Lilley, the catcher, will come to the plate here for the Wizards. Windsor was the 6 RPI coming into yesterday. Now they're the 12 after the loss, so that beat them up a little bit. Pitch outside corner, good. Pitch for a strike, and it's 0-1.
Yeah, when you're in that top 10 in RPI, Clark, and you lose to a team in the 40s, it really makes a dent in your standings.
Beckley set to go again, comes back, and the breaking ball, did it catch the inside corner? It did, 0-2. That's a perfect pitch.
Love that pitch. Started it at the hitter, and it just broke to the inside corner.
Quickly, no balls and two strikes here to Jake Lilley. Comes back, ground ball down to third base. That's going to be Kolfkin. The senior throws to first, and that one got away. Off the glove of Winanandi at first. Around third comes Kaufman. He'll score, and the Wizards own a 1-0 lead on an E5 or E3, wherever they're going to put that.
Yeah, that's got to be an E5. That was not a good throw. And made a nice play, fielded it clean, and just didn't step and throw accurately to first base.
Well, Wizards will take it after losing 7-4 yesterday. Chase Thomas, the right fielder, will come to the plate here. Thomas on the season at 375. Pitch here in for a strike. At least both pitchers are on the dime so far. They're throwing strikes.
Yeah, Beckley is using that breaking ball significantly right now.
Riley Warmbrod out on deck, the Wizards pitcher who had a terrific first inning. Runner bluffs at first, ground ball into the hole at short. Is it through? It is, into left field for a base hit. Down to second base here goes Lilley, and there's two on and one out for the Wizards with a run in.
Shortstop's really shading over to second base and just got caught. That ball was really hit right at the shortstop position, but he was kind of opposite the shift, Clark. With the right-handed hitter up there, he's shading more towards second base.
Lilley only a couple of stolen bases this year, so interesting the shortstop would be shading towards the bag to take that throw. Fastball to Warmbrod in for a strike, and it's 0-1. Two on for the Wizards, bottom of the first, 1-0 Windsor here. Beckett comes set, delivers, and the sidearm fastball missed away.
Love to see it when the pitcher is in the middle part of that lineup. It just states that great all-round baseball player and not only contributes on the mound but at the plate.
Breaking ball gets the inside corner for a strike. Bruce, you're right. He's hitting .525.
Yeah, that's contributing.
Just a bit, yeah. When you can pitch like he's done and hit at .500, come on. One ball, two strikes. Beckett looks in to get a sign, comes back, side armor, ground ball down to second, backhanded at shortstop. Schlepper goes to second for one, and that's it. Good play by the Silver Creek shortstop.
Schlepper gets Thomas at second base, slightly moves up, and runs on the corner as Warmbrod safe at first base.
So Warmbrod's at first on the fielder's choice, Lilley's at third. Two outs here in the inning and a run in for the Wizards.
I find it interesting, Clark, that shortstop is shading greatly to the left on right-handed hitters.
Maybe because of the off-speed stuff, a little slower delivery. Here's the pitch on the way. Well, that would be for a fastball, actually. This one popped up, shallow center field. Good play. Second baseman Jonah Tatterson, the senior, went out and backhanded it in shallow right field. So we're done in the first for the Wizards. A run on a hit for the Wizards. We'll go to the second inning out here in Windsor. 1-0 for the home team. Back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
When you find a great business that does things the right way, you could say it's as good as gold. In Eaton, they say it's as good as Gould. Gould Parts in downtown Eaton is your source for quality Napa parts. From car parts to truck parts to big machine parts, Gould Parts selection and quality is unmatched. It's elementary. Just write down their number and stick it on the fridge. 454-3355. When you need to find the right part, don't stress. Just call the best. Gould Parts in Eaton, proudly supporting Preps Radio on KFKA.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Second inning out here, the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast Booth. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you on a Saturday here in gorgeous Northern Colorado. Windsor and Silver Creek today. Raptors got the Windsor Wizards yesterday, 7-4 on their home field, a game that was changed from Thursday to Friday. And now we get the back-to-back on back-to-back days here. 1-0 for the Wizards after one. 4-5 and 6, Wenanade, Kolfgren, and Hodges for the Raptors here in the second inning. You had an interesting morning today, didn't you?
I did have an interesting morning.
It's not often you get to do something that you could find yourself on television for, but a neighbor of yours had a medical issue today, and you had to go help out.
Yeah, certainly. I was out in the front yard, and one of his kiddos came over and needed a little help. Mom was, you know, working and went over and ended up having to call 911 this morning. So makes for an interesting day.
Yeah, always great to have neighbors that care. Riley deals the first pitch, and it's down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Jake Wenanade.
Well, we're fortunate because we have great neighbors.
Fantastic.
All around us.
Pitch here, ground ball to shortstop. This will be picked up here by Fillinger. Across to first, and it's not going to be in time. That's an infield base hit. Wenanade's at first on the single. First hit for the Raptors, first base runner. And Zach Kolfgen going to come up here.
Well, Rolf, third baseman, thought he might cut that off, but he let it go, and it was just too deep at the shortstop position to make a clean play to create the infield hit.
Yeah, that third baseman, anything he can get on that crossover between short and third, he's got to go get. Pitches in for a strike right there.
Yeah, just creates such a shorter throw. Quicker, shorter, and probably would have been able to get the runner.
All right, Kolfgen steps back in. He's around as if to bunt here. Way in at third base is Rolf. Bunts it up along. One bouncer to Rolf. He's got time. He'll go to second for the force. Back to first on a sacrifice try. They double him up. Oh, doctor.
Boy, Rolf, man, a terrific play there. Playing in for the bunt. The bunt kind of went on a one hop to him and just had a rifle to second base, and they were able to create that double play.
Playing in is the understatement of the year. It was like a softball game. He was halfway to the plate, and the one hopper was right to him. How many times on an attempted sacrifice do you see a 5-4-3 double play?
Not often.
Pitch fouled away here off the fist of Hayden Hodges. DH here for the Raptors, so Riley Warmbrod can get out of the first two innings with a limited number of pitches here if he can get through here. Jake Kaufman, Hunter Burkett, and Chase Thomas outfield left to right. Swing and a miss, and it's quickly. No balls and two strikes here in the second inning.
Really good fastball, Clark, about letter high, just overpowering.
Comes back, and Hodges fouls that one against the screen right there. Boy, Riley looks good today so far.
Yeah, he's really looking sharp, throwing the ball well. He's been on the plate, had great command.
Hodges for the Raptors, the DH, came in at 250. Pitch, breaking ball, just a bit inside. Ball and two strikes here to the number six hitter in the Silver Creek Raptors order. Wormbrod comes back, and the pitch waved at and missed, and he struck him out with some high cheese.
Another terrific fastball after the breaking pitch that just missed the inside corner. Comes back and gets Hodges on a hard fastball.
We'll head to the bottom of the second inning out here in Windsor. 1-0 for the home team. Wizards on top of the Raptors. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I am Mike Leffler and I am local. I sell insurance. The name of my company is Mike Leffler Insurance Agency with Goosehead. I have a digital app so you can see what type of plan works best for you. I can get insurance from over 20 carriers. I am direct and honest. That's why this radio ad is matter of fact. If you want insurance from a local guy that can help you get the best plan, then I'm your guy. Call me at 970-449-0286. Mike Leffler Insurance Agency.
CNH Solutions in Alt prides themselves on being your one-stop shop for all your construction needs. Serving Northern Colorado and the surrounding area since 2008, CNH Solutions offers a wide range of services from aggregate, engineering and fabrication to logistics and midstream services. CNH is excited to announce the purchase and operation of their own new gravel pit. For more info, visit cnhsolutions.com or call 970-834-2247. That's CNH Solutions in Alt, a proud sponsor of Highland Huskies Athletics.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We head to the second inning out here at Windsor High School on a gorgeous day here in Northern Colorado. Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. Barrett Beckley, the senior right-hander, will go to work against the Wizards here in the second inning. Wizards got one in the first. Here's the pitch to the plate, and that one misses away. It's a ball and no strikes. But, Bruce, the way Riley Wormbrod is throwing, this is might be a you might need a whole bunch of runs if you're the Wizards today.
Yeah, and he's done a great job limiting his pitches just because he's thrown so many strikes. The contact he has given up has been very weak contact in the infield.
For the Raptors here in the second inning, 7-8-9. He's pitched at the minimum. Well, I'll take it back. This is the Wizards, I should say. 7-8-9, though. Burkett, Adam and Shade, and now we've got a 2-1 count on Hunter Burkett, the center fielder. Beckett set to go, pitches out of the stretch the entire way and pops this one foul and out of play. John Sikich, the senior catcher, had a look for a second, but it's back and over the screen, and you're still here at two balls and two strikes here.
Well, if you're the hitter right now, you got to look breaking pitch from Beckley.
Pitch on the way, and it is in for a strike, strike three. And Burkett sits down. It is the second strikeout for Barrett Beckley.
Little breaking pitch just off the edge. And Burchett just couldn't make contact.
Jackson Adams stands in now, hits a rope right field. That's a base hit out the left side of Jonah Tatterson, the senior second baseman, tried to reach out and make the play, but it's a base hit. Second hit for the Windsor Wizards today, and it'll bring up the DH Tyson Shade.
Yeah, Jackson Adam got a fastball out on the outer portion of the plate, and he just went with that pitch. Great contact, hitting a line drive into right field.
One out, one on. Shade to the plate, the DH at the bottom of the order here for the Wizards. Beckley deals, and the breaking ball is a beauty, in and over for a strike.
Boy, Beckley loves that breaking pitch, doesn't he, Clark?
And I can see why.
He has great command of it.
If I were him, I'd live on that too. No balls and a strike, comes back again, and that one's up and in. One ball and one strike. Tyson Shade came into the weekend hitting .438. A triple, four runs batted in on the year. Beckett comes back and tried to get the inside corner and missed, so now 2-1.
When he does bring his fastball, he's done a good job keeping it down. But I don't think he's thrown two fastballs in a row thus far.
Adam away from the bag at first, and that one way outside. John Sikich, the senior catcher, had to go make a good goalie save on that one. And it is three balls and a strike here, and a chance for Tyson Shade to get aboard and put two runners on for the Wizards.
You mentioned hockey, Clark, so the Avs face off at 2:30 today?
Yep, absolutely. In Nashville today after a game that should have been about 8-1 the other night. But the, oh, my God, the rookie goalie, 48 consecutive saves against the Avalanche. He let the first one in, the last one in. He got the loss and almost stole the game. I think things, they turn around today for the Avalanche. I think they're going to get a multi-goal game and get a big win in Nashville. To the plate, waved at and missed. So full count to Tyson Shade here, 3-2. Adam doesn't look like he's going anywhere at first here. Beckley, the senior, is set at the belt. Here comes the payoff pitch. Swinging a ground ball to second, could be two. Picking it up there is Tatterson to second for one, and that's all. The force out at second base, and there's two away.
Nice play to get the lead runner. Just didn't quite have that throw to second ready for the shortstop to make a great turn on that play.
So two outs, a runner at first, and Jake Kaufman will come to the plate. Pitch on the way is in for a strike. Shade, pretty good wheels down at first base, 9 steals on the year. That was the other part of the equation there on that double play offering is he just got down the lane.
Yeah, good speed.
Kaufman hit by a pitch and scored the only run of the ball game so far. First time up. This is a throw over to first by Beckley and the runner back in.
Yeah, Kaufman was down 0-2 in the count. Mm. And on the third pitch of that inning was hit.
No balls and a strike. The senior right-hander kicks and deals by way of third base. A sidearm is popped up to shortstop. Will Schlepper, the junior, puts it away, and the Wizards are done in the second inning. I like it. I think we've got a pitcher's duel today. We'll head to the third inning out here at Windsor High School. 1-0 for the Wiz. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, move along to the third inning here at Windsor High School, KFK Saturday Game of the Week. And I want to thank one of our great sponsors, Amco Fort Collins, Amco of Loveland. They take care of my cars, my kids' cars. They keep us going down the road, folks. They're going to do the same thing for you, Don Scott. 40 years out there making that store in Fort Collins the number one in the region. Lance Pickett, Dave Martin, been with him for most of the time out there. Now Dave's got the Loveland store. So Lance in Fort Collins, Dave in Loveland. It's Amco of Fort Collins in Loveland. They're simply putting the care back into car care. Riley Warmbrot, here's a bunt up along third base. In to pick it up here is Rolf. Goes to first, and that's a good play. But that tells me, Bruce, right away, they're trying to get on any way they can against
Absolutely.
Riley Warmbrot.
And that's a great play, you know, from the third baseman, Aaron Rolf. But you're right, Clark. They're just trying to create something positive because they have been unable to hit Warmbrot up to this time.
Bryce Gore, the right fielder for the Raptors, steps in. Riley deals, and the pitch fouled away right side, out of play. No balls and a strike. I don't know the record for the fastest game we've had in the, 11 years now we've been doing baseball at KFK, but this could be on the verge of it. They're both pitchers working quickly and both pitching well. This one fouled away again, and quickly Warmbrot is up 0-2.
And I'm sure you just jinxed that.
Oh, of course. That's what I do. That's what I do. He's pitching a one. I can't say he's pitching a no-hitter and jinxed that. He's throwing a shutout. This guy probably goes deep here.
But he has faced the minimum amount of batters.
That's
because
right.
Of the double play.
0-2 pitch. Breaking ball hit down to second base. In the hole. Backhanded. Knocked down there by Ferraro, but he's got no play. That's a base hit.
Infield base hit for Gore.
So one on, one out with Gore down at first base. Ferraro tried to make a nice play. He went deep in the hole at second base but couldn't on the shortstops, almost the shortstop side there, but had to knock it down. And now Jonah Tatterson, the 9-hole hitter. We'll see what Riley does here against him. Throw over to first and the runner back in.
Well, Riley still has not given up hard contact. You know, the two infield hits that he's given up are the base hits, but nobody has really hit the ball hard off of him.
Pitches in for a strike right there. 61 stolen bases for the Raptors this year in about 20 games, so about 3 a game. Just a couple for Bryce Gore, who's over at first base. Not a big threat to go. Warmbrod set, comes back, and the pitch right down Main Street for a strike.
Great command so far by this senior pitcher.
No balls, two strikes. Tatterson at the plate. Now he's going to throw over to first base and drive the runner back. Tatterson came into the weekend hitting .395. Double, three triples, so he got some wheels. He hits a shot at second base and right through the wickets of Dylan Ferraro. Over to third base goes the runner here, and let's see how they're going to play that one. Second and third they're going to get to here. Going to call that a double. Maybe a bad hop there, Bruce?
I don't think so. I think it just tried to ole it instead of getting the body in front. And hard hit ball, but was playable at second base.
Yeah, I think if you talk to Dylan Ferraro, he's going to say, yeah, probably should have had that. So, runners at the corners and one out. First bit of trouble for Riley Warmbrod. And here comes Will Schlepper, who hit a line drive at the third baseman, Aaron Rolfe, his first time. And a pitch outside corner for a strike. No balls and a strike to Schlepper. He came in at .386. Here's the pitch. Swing and a pop fly foul out of play right side. And so Warmbrod with runners at the corners here gets ahead. No balls and two strikes. Benny Hyman out on deck here for the Raptors. Big part of the ball game here. Top of the third inning and the Raptors with a chance with a base hit. They could get the advantage. Warmbrod comes back, and the fastball struck him out.
Nice pitch just on the outside edge. Upper level of the zone, Clark.
And with the velocity that Warmbrod is throwing right now, very hard to catch up with that high heat. Benny Hyman popped out to second base his first time. Here's the two-out pitch and a fastball way up and out. It's a ball and no strikes. Man, did Riley just rear back and try to bring everything on that fastball?
Yeah, he really didn't. You know, that's one of the pitches that's been, you knew it was far out of the zone.
One ball, no strikes. Hyman waits, the 1-0 pitch. Did he get the corner? No, it's 2-0. First base open, it's the number two hitter. Sikic is out on deck, who struck out his first time. Here's the 2-0 by the senior right-hander, and it's in there for a strike. Two balls, one strike. Rockies pregame show today, tonight, if you want to call it that, on KFK, 5 o'clock. And then they'll get rolling again. Rockies off to a great start this year. Two balls and a strike. Warmbrod at the belt, checks his runners at second and third. Riley kicks and deals, and the pitch here is hit down the right field line, but it'll curve foul and hits the turf. So now you go to 2-2 and a chance for Warmbrod to get back to the dugout without any damage.
Yeah, Chad Kuhl had another terrific start for the Rockies last night.
Well, he's really pitching well.
He has been their best pitcher probably so far.
I expect Freeland to kind of compliment that today. Pitch here missed away, so now you're full count 3-2. Freeland's had a bit of bad luck, but really pitched well each time, but really got the numbers at least last time out.
Yeah, he's gotten a little better every one of his starts. Look for a good performance from him tonight.
3-2 pitch. Fastball is popped, or a little, no, did he swing and miss? No, that's a foul ball. Yep. Umpire can give us this if he wants to show everybody in the world it's a foul ball, but he stood there like he was doing homework. Three balls, two strikes now. I say that, and then I tell the story that my son and I are going to go start being umpires. So we'll take the heat. I don't know if my son can take it. That's what I'm there for.
That's a great thing to do growing up a little
for
bit.
For sure.
He's not growing up. He's a senior in high school. But good job.
Pitch here is hit well, left field. Jake Kaufman, the senior, going back now in his tracks, turns around and makes the catch for the out. Nice tracking by Jake Kaufman in left field.
Yeah, Jake did a really good job right off the contact of the bat, drifting back, and it became a can of corn for him.
We'll head to the bottom of the third inning out here at Windsor. 1-0 for the Wizards. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
Daryl, Todd, Colton, Allen, Ellie, Troy. To you, these may just be names, but to many, these are the names of people who have helped their post-op recovery, blood flow restriction therapy, or helped with sports medicine. These are the physical therapists at Proactive Physical Therapy in Eaton and Greeley. They welcome you to recover the right way. Proactive Physical Therapy, providing the highest quality, evidence-based orthopedic physical therapy and sports medicine in Northern Colorado. Learn more at ProactiveColorado.com.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back here to Windsor, Colorado. 1-0 Windsor as we go to the bottom of the third inning. Here's a note from Big E, Eric Sampson over at Fort Collins. Oh, I don't like to see this. Fort Collins and North Glenn today canceled, no umpires.
Wow. That is just sad.
This game was changed 2 hours because of umpires. North Glenn and Fort Collins canceled today. No umpires. Yes, we'll be serving that crew. Me and my son will shortly.
You see, if you'd had your...
Well, they're not going to put us... They've got to put us in the 8-year-old games first to make sure
what?
We can do it.
Based on this past basketball season...
Yep. I know where you're going.
You are ready. you are ready.
That one missed
there
it.
There was some...
Inside.
Some young guys, old guys that walked in that had not worked a lot. And you know what? It's okay. We need umpires. We need officials.
Pitch here, and that's ripped into left field. That's going to be a base hit dropping in front of Benny Hyman. So leadoff single for Aaron Rolfe. Coach, you've seen it all year. The pool is not so deep in officials, so you're going to get some guys that are learning and maybe aren't as quite as good as what you're used to, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, the Longmont, I think, Association had like 3 umpires this year.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Just ridiculously low. So it's just a bad deal for the kids. They're geared up to play today, and then they can't play.
There goes the runner, and he stole this thing a mile and a half off the pitcher, Barrett Beckley. Beckley was barely into the windup, and Aaron Rolfe was down to second base.
This is where I think there's going to have to be some additions to some bylaws where if both coaches agree, you're just going to get assistant coaches helping out or something like that.
Pitch here is hit into center field. That's a base hit. Hacker, the senior, picks it up, and they're going to hold everybody up. So a base hit with nobody out, you don't want to take the chance at the plate. First and third for the Wizards here with a chance to expand the lead and Chase Thomas coming up here.
Well, especially with your number 4 hitter and Chase Thomas coming up. With no outs, you have runners on first and third. This is just a great scoring opportunity for the Wizards and no need to, you know, test that arm of the center fielder. Hacker got that ball in quick, too. Good decision over third base, holding the runner up.
All right, courtesy runner here for Jake Lilley, the catcher. Runners at the corner, so an Aaron Rolfe single, a Jake Lilley single, and the Wizards are doing some damage here in the second. Off the rubber that time was Barrett Beckley, and then he did a little sachet out there.
Yeah, trying the old fake to first, come back to third, but no go.
Looked more like Dancing with the Stars. Here's the pitch, and it's in for a strike.
That works about 1 out of maybe 150 times.
Yeah, I've never seen it work. So if you saw 1 out of 150,
I've
never seen it be successful. No balls and a strike right here. Comes back, runner goes, pitch hit, ground ball, shortstop, left field. A shortstop again over towards the bag at second. That's a base hit. Runner to third and the throw. What a slide in to third base by Lilley. Runners are at the corners. It's an RBI single for Chase Thomas, and the Wizards lead 2-0.
Well, Lilley had the play in front of him, rounding second, and he just no hesitation at all. Great head first slide. And I love the aggressive running by the Wizards.
So Chase Thomas gets RBI number 12 this year, at least coming into the weekend. We don't have stats from yesterday's 7-4 loss. Here's the pitch, chopper, third base, and foul grounds. It is Rolf Gano going over the senior, but as he grabbed it, in foul grounds right there, and it is no balls and a strike here to Riley Warmbrod.
Coach down at third base reminding the runner, go down in foul territory. Never want to come down the third base in fair territory.
Here's the 0-1, and it's ripped into left field. This is going to get the corner. Hyman's in chase, and this ball is gone. How about that?
Wow. Riley is doing it on the mound, and he's doing it at the plate today, Clark. They haven't been able to touch him at the plate, and now he comes up with a three-run home run.
Second home run of the year for Warmbrod. He's pitching, as Bruce said, a dynamite game on the hill, and he's just given himself a nice little lead here on the hill. Four runs in the inning, a three-run shot here. And it is 5-0 Windsor here in the third inning.
This is kind of what we anticipated a little bit before the game.
Get them back.
After they got knocked off yesterday at Silver Creek, to come out with a little of vengeance, and, boy, the Wizards they're not disappointing any of this home crowd right now.
Let's get this thing done by 2:30 because we've got a hockey game to watch today, folks. All right, here we go. Ethan Fillinger, the shortstop, will come to the plate here for the Wiz, and the pitch is a breaking ball in and over for a strike. Well as Barrett Beckley was pitching, four consecutive hits here in the inning, including the three-run shot by Riley Warmbrod. Beckett comes back outside corner, strike two, so at least he's back in the groove here.
And as I look down to the Raptors bullpen, there is no one warming up, Clark.
Yeah, tough inning so far. See if it continues. Pitch breaking ball, wrapped just foul outside the bag at third. Rolfkin had a look at it. That's a double if it hits a couple feet to the right.
Well, Ethan with good contact, but it's really difficult to keep that inside curveball in fair territory.
No balls, two strikes. Beckley at the belt. Senior comes to the plate. The 0-2 is a sidearmer that's up in the zone. A ball and two strikes.
Kind of a purpose pitch there, seeing if Fillinger would chase it up and out of the zone.
Beckley set to go again, delivers, and that ball has hit a ground ball. Seeing eye single between short and third into left field. Five consecutive hits for the Wizards here in the third inning. And Fillinger is at first. He goes to second as they're out sleeping. Did he throw it away? I didn't see it.
Yeah, he sure did.
Wow.
Just sloppy play by the Raptors there, bringing the ball in from the outfield. And Fillinger heads up, takes advantage, is standing at second base on a base hit and an error.
Brad Stewart, the coach, fifth year for the Silver Creek Raptors, and he's got to be fidgeting in the dugout right now. You're down 5-0. You can't afford to be playing like that defensively.
And this may be one of those games where you ask your pitcher to go up and eat up a lot of innings and save some arms.
Yep. Getting close to playoff time now, just about a little over a week away from getting into the postseason for all these teams. Dayspring Christian, the Eagles, they had their regional yesterday. They split, so chances are they're not going to be going forward. Pitch missed here, ball and no strike. Hunter Brickett is the hitter here. Here's the 1-0 to Brickett, swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch, and it's 1-1. Five runs on seven hits for the Wizards so far. No runs, three hits for Silver Creek. That is your CNH Solutions scoring summary. Pitch foul back to the screen there, so it's a ball and two strikes now. Barrett Beckley just wants to get an out somewhere in this inning. Beckley deals again inside with a fastball. Two balls, two strikes. Outfield plays Hunter Brickett pretty much straight away. center fielder Jackson Harper, the senior out there, just shaded a little bit to the left side. Swing and a miss. Another off-speed pitch, and Hunter Burkett way out in front of it.
There's nothing like getting that first out if you're Beckley right now. No, Clark, they've had five consecutive hits, but the home run was the only one that was just a, you know, really hard hit ball. A lot of, you know, some C&I plays through the infield.
Jackson Adam, a base hit his first time, steps in. Here's the pitch to the big guy. That is up. He's a tall drink of water, but that one's still up in the zone. One ball and no strikes here to the eight hitter in the order. Fillinger a lead at second. That's a strike on the outside corner here by Beckley. One ball and one strike. Thank you to Journey Homes, our play of the game sponsor. 10,000 homes along the Front Range. Here's the pitch inside, and it's two balls and a strike. Journey Homes been out here since 1996 now. 26 years out here. Number one builder here in northern Colorado. For all they do, go to journeyhomes.com. Pitch to the plate and a sidearm fastball misses away. 3-1, and now John Sikic, the catcher, is going to go and have a word with his pitcher, try to get on the same page here. Bruce, what do you got going on the rest of the day? What's happening in the land of you and Terry today?
We are celebrating Mother's Day this evening.
You are? All right.
We are with her mom, who's at our house right now, and Brian and his fiance Melissa, will be at the house later this evening. So that's kind of what we're doing the rest of today.
Fantastic. Happy Mother's Day tomorrow to all those great mothers out there. All right, Adam set to go in the box. Beckley and Sikic stopped their party at the mound or set to go again. Pitch by Beckley is a line drive at the second baseman off his glove into right field. Tatterson thought he had it, and it's a base hit. Run's going to score here to second base on the slide is Jackson Adam with a double.
Well, Jackson Adam again goes with that pitch and just out of the reach of the second baseman and in the gap and alert base running as well. Wasn't satisfied with the single. Makes a nice slide into second base to get his second base hit and a double.
Eighth batter of the inning now, Tyson Shade, the DH, will come to the plate here for the Wizards. Boy, when you've got somebody throwing like your pitcher, Riley Warmbrod, and you give him a big stack of runs like this, going to be tough to come back. Bunt up along third base. Rolfgren to first, and he threw it away. Runner will score, and down to second base. Here goes Shade. That's an E5. Adam scores, and it's 7-0 Windsor here in the third inning.
Yeah, and the Raptors have just become a little sloppy. And it looks like we're going to have a conference on the mound. Let's see if we make a pitching change, Clark.
Yeah, Brad Stewart, fifth-year coach for Silver Creek, rolls out to the mound right now, and we'll see if there's a change. If there is, we'll get a pitching change break and get back to the studio for a sec. But 7-0 for the Windsor Wizards. Boy, oh, boy. This is a mountain to climb for Silver Creek today unless Riley Warmbrod just completely disintegrates. But he's pitching so well. The problem here is you start to think, how long is he sitting in the dugout for? I mean, well, you're pitching that well, Bruce. You want to be on the hill.
Yeah, he wants to be on the hill. But I don't know if he's doing any soft toss or just keeping that arm warm. But he is just not throwing many pitches, so he is so fresh today,
sure,
Clark.
Sure.
I don't think sitting around is going to bother him too much.
It's a warm day, too.
Yes.
So you got that going for you. All right, ninth hitter of the inning for the Wizards. Maybe we got a short day here. I didn't think so that we would. But 7-0 here in the third inning. And Jay Kaufman, who is 0-1 today, and the pitch is in for a strike. Hoffman's third plate appearance, and we're only in the third inning here. Beckley deals the 0-1, and that's skied to center field. Jackson Harper, the senior, under it, makes the catch. Nobody's going anywhere, and that's two away.
Well, Beckley got by with one there.
He did.
That was a high-breaking curveball that just stayed up in the zone. And Jake just couldn't quite make great contact on it.
So two outs, man down at second base is Tyson Shade. And here's Aaron Rolfe. Rolfe started the inning out with a base hit. He stole second, eventually scored. Pitch to the plate, and he fouls it off the fists and off his foot foul. It's no balls and a strike here.
Yeah, Rolfe, besides leading this inning off with a nice base hit, he's played a terrific third base today.
Thank you, of course, to our defensive gym sponsor. That is Steamway Florida Ceiling down there on 8th Avenue. Breaking ball. It's a terrific breaking ball for a strike right here.
He's really sharp when he can start that at the hitter and break it to the inside corner.
0-2 pitch. Outside for a ball. Try to get him to chase there. It's a ball and two strikes. Six runs on six hits in the inning here for the Wizards. Took a pitcher's duel, and now we're looking at something completely different. Beckley deals, ground ball foul outside the bag, a third over by the Wizards dugout. So a ball and two strikes. Two outs here, last of the third inning, 7-0 Windsor. Beckley comes back, and the pitch waved at and missed, and that'll do it. A tag by the catcher, and we're done. 10 hitters for the Wizards here in the third inning. We will head to the fourth inning out here at Windsor High School. 7-0 for Windsor. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
If powerful Denver special interests get their way, it would become legal in Colorado for people who are not medical doctors to perform eye surgery. House Bill 1233 would allow optometrists who are not medical doctors or surgeons to operate on your eyes. And many claim it only takes a 32-hour training course to become a skilled eye surgeon. But Coloradans strongly reject that claim. In a recent poll, 87% of Colorado voters agreed that any requirements allowing surgery by optometrists should be the same as for ophthalmologists, who are medical doctors and surgeons. But 96% of voters had not heard anything from their legislators about this dangerous proposal. The clock is ticking, so please don't wait any longer. Tell your state senators only surgeons should perform eye surgery.
Paid for by Colorado Society of Eye Physicians and Surgeons.
Catch the Hull Show with Brady Hull. Weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
We go to the fourth inning out here at Windsor High School. All Wizards so far, 7-0. Back of the terrific pitching by Riley Warmbrod, the senior, who will go to work. He's given up three hits, had a little bit of a struggle in the third, a single and a double, but then came back and got the next two hitters. So see if he goes back to work. 3-4-5 for the Raptors here. Sikic, Winanande, and Kolfgren.
Well, Warmbrod gets to come back to the mound with a significant lead, something that he's got to feel great about. Go throw strikes, make them make contact, and let your defense help you out.
All right, see what Riley does in the fourth inning here. Just don't want him to get into a spot where he relaxes a little bit. He's been intense and really has pitched extreme, one of the best pitching performances we've seen. How about Luke Ruby yesterday for Resurrection Christian?
Well, he was overpowering at times, had his breaking pitch going.
Fastball here swung on and missed, no balls and a strike. Ruby in 4 2/3 innings, 12 strikeouts yesterday. Luke had 8 Ks in a row at one time in that win over Valley yesterday. Warmbrod comes back and he hit him up. Sikic wears it. He's down at first base.
Yeah, they tried coming in with a curveball, and he just left it hanging out there, and not a great spin, just didn't break it off, and did not locate it, and ends up hitting him.
This spot has not been an issue for Warmbrod today. Had a man on the second. He induced a double play there, and then in the third, with runners at second and third and one out, he got a strikeout and a flyout.
This is where Riley has to come back, maybe try to get a ground ball, Just get it around the plate. Make the offense earn it.
All right. Jake Wininati steps in here. Weinbrot's going to throw over to first, and then runner Sikic is back in. Thanks to SOAR, stands for Scientifically Oriented Athletic Regimen. Runner away, and the pitch is in for a strike here.
SOAR. Love him coming back with a pitch like that. Just, hey, hit this. It's low in the zone. Terrific fastball.
SOAR is going to deliver the training for your high school athlete to dominate regardless of sport. Look him up on Facebook at SOAR, Scientifically Oriented Athletic Regimen. No balls into strike here. Runner goes, and the pitch is hit well. Left center field, going back for this one is Hunter Burkett, and the center fielder is going to make the catch. Good tracking of the fly ball out there by Burkett, and there's one gone here in the fourth inning.
Well, Raptors had the runner on the move and had to hustle back on the fly ball to center field.
Yeah, they need to get something going here. They need to have
exactly
a little bit
right.
to you know, jump on. Yeah.
Even though you need seven runs, you just got to make something happen once in a while. So I'm all for starting the runner.
Zach Holfkin steps in here for the Raptors. Holfkin on the season at 261 coming into the weekend. Three doubles, a triple, 13 ribbies. And a pitch there missed. It's a ball and no strikes.
And Holfkin stepped out of the box. We talked about that a little yesterday. Will we see that in professional baseball with a pitch clock?
He comes back and the fastball missed down low. Two balls and no strikes, yeah. For the longest time, I heard everybody saying, oh, the pitchers have to. No, it's the batters.
It's the batters that delay the game.
God, Troy Tulowitzki spent more time in his career taking on and off all of his equipment than he did hitting. Every pitch, back out, take your gloves off, change your clothes, get a date, and then you're back in the ballgame. Here's the pitch. Well, that's fouled away right side.
And it's amazing how it changes because they were high school players at one time, too, and they played a fast-paced game.
Of course.
It's just like these guys today, you know, neither pitcher's wasting a lot of time. The hitters are in the box ready to hit.
One on, one out, fourth inning, 7-0 Windsor. Weinbrot deals, and the fastball missed away. Riley's a little bit off in here in the fourth inning, not quite the same sharpness that he's had in the first three.
And maybe it's what you mentioned between innings, that he had a long sit in the dugout because his team scored six runs, and he was a big part of it with a three-run home run.
And he walks Kolfkin here, so two on, a hit batter and a walk in the inning. And Hayden Hodges, the DH, is going to come to the plate here for the Raptors.
Now, designated hitter number three, Hayden Hodges.
Well, Hodges struck out his first time up on a terrific fastball.
All right, set to go here is Riley Weinbrot. Hodges waits the pitch, and the fastball missed down low again. So that's the difference. Riley this inning kind of getting behind hitters instead of getting that advantage like he did in the first three. Senior at the belt now looks back at second base. They're not really paying a ton of attention to him. And this one's hit to right field. In a hurry comes Thomas. He'll make the grab, and they're going to double him up at second base. I don't know where that player was going. Out at second base, John Sikic was dreaming. Line out to right field, the force out at second base, and we're done in the fourth inning. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth, 7-0 Windsor. It is right here, this time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
CNH Solutions in Alt prides themselves on being your one-stop shop for all your construction needs. Serving Northern Colorado and the surrounding area since 2008, CNH Solutions offers a wide range of services from aggregate, engineering and fabrication to logistics and midstream services. CNH is excited to announce the purchase and operation of their own new gravel pit.
For more info, visit cnhsolutions.com or call 970-834-2247. That's CNH Solutions in Ault, a proud sponsor of Highland Huskies Athletics.
When you find a great business that does things the right way, you could say it's as good as gold. In Eaton, they say it's as good as Gould. Gould Parts in downtown Eaton is your source for quality Napa parts. From car parts to truck parts to big machine parts, Gould Parts selection and quality is unmatched. It's elementary. Just write down their number and stick it on the fridge. 454-3355. When you need to find the right part, don't stress. Just call the best. Gould Parts in Eaton, proudly supporting Preps Radio on KFKA.
Your in-depth Preps coverage every weekday at 11 with Clark and their coach on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick, and the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast with 7-0 Windsor. Tuesday on Clark and a Coach, guess who's coming to town? EJ, Eric Johnson, the Windsor athletic director, is going to be on the show. Talking with EJ yesterday on the phone, he started going off about all the different things that Windsor's doing athletically, and I said, okay, stop talking to me. Come on the show Wednesday. Tell me all about everything that's going on with all the programs at Windsor. And EJ, one of the best, baby. He'll be back with us on Tuesday on Clark and the Coach from 11 to noon on KFKA.
Always good talking to EJ, Eric Johnson.
First pitch in for a strike. Beckett's still in there. Beckley, I should say. Barrett Beckley, 13th appearance this year. He got touched up for six in the third inning. Here we are in the bottom of the fourth. And that pitch missed down low. So a ball and a strike here. If you're thinking about mercy time, as Bruce was thinking about it, so am I. God, would love to get, I'm not going to say it again, but you know where I want to go. Three runs here. You hold them in the fifth. Everybody claps and we all go home. Let's see. 7-0 for the Wizards here. Beckley deals foul ball right side this time by Jake Lilly, the catcher. Lilly 1-for-2, aboard on an error in the first inning, then singled and scored in the third.
Well, the Wizards swung the bat well in the bottom of the third inning, and I'm sure they'd like to continue this and put up a 3 or 4 spot here.
Set to go again, and that pitch missed. 2 balls, 2 strikes now. Lilly came in hitting .462. The Wizards is a team at .382, so pretty healthy batting team. Pitch reaches out, grounds it to third and through the wickets. Zach Kolfkin just played, what's that game where you kick it through the wickets? With a mallet and a ball?
Croquet.
Croquet, that's the one, yeah. He played croquet down there.
We're hoping that's how the Predators goalie plays today.
Yeah, absolutely. Runner at first, they got to call that an error. You got to come up with that. Runner down at first base, Chase Thomas is going to come. Thomas is 2-for-2 from the four hole. Fastball missed away. 1 ball and no strikes here. Riley Warmbrod, who had that 3-run shot in the third inning, is back out on deck. Beckley deals, another sidearm swifter, missed away. 2 balls, no strikes here to Thomas, so he's getting in trouble here in the fourth. Breaking ball, that's hit high, fly ball to deep center field. Hacker's going back, looks up. Boy, that ball's got some carry. It's going to be off the fence in center field. Heaving for third is the courtesy runner, and you've got runners at second and third and a double by Chase Thomas.
Boy, Thomas hit that a sky high, Clark, and it Woo. Just kept drifting, 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 and lands right in front of the 380 sign in center field.
Yeah, that ball was hit a mile, no doubt about it. And they'll get a, Chase Thomas is just going to throw his batting protector away. So second and third here. Now here's Warmbrod. Now this would be a heck of a thing if he could hit one out here. You get your 10 and he could come out, shut him down, and be all done.
And I wonder who the player of the game would be.
I don't know. No idea.
We'll have to think about that.
Infield's going to come in. They're down 7-0, but infield's going to come in here as if it's a 1-0 game. Beckley's going to come to the plate, and the pitch waved at and missed here by Riley Warmbrod, and it's 0-1.
Could tell what Riley had in mind right there on that swing as well, Clark.
Looks like a golfer. No balls and a strike here. Runners get their lead. Second and third here. Nobody out in the fourth. Pitch another good breaking ball out in front of it. It's 0-2.
Now Beckley took a lot off that pitch. Just a slow breaking pitch and fooled Riley.
No balls, two strikes. Ethan Fillinger, the shortstop, out on deck here for Brad Deal's club. That one missed away. Brad out today. Got some family importance going on. So Shannon Myatt is taking over the duties for the Wizards today. One ball, two strikes. Beckley at the belt, checks the runners, comes to the plate, and the pitch, swing and a miss, and Warmbrod strikes out.
Nice curveball down at the knees, and Riley just couldn't make contact.
So one gone, and Ethan Fillinger will come to the plate. Fillinger popped out and singled in the ballgame. Six of the nine Wizards in the lineup today have base hits.
Courtesy now runner for the Wizards at third base. It's Tripp Thomas.
All right, set to go here. Courtesy runner down at third here for the Wiz. Hunter Briquette's out on deck. Ethan Fillinger's at the plate. Trying to drive home a couple more. 7-0 ball game here in the fourth inning.
We're going to have another change at third base running.
Looks like Cullen Verville, a senior. I think I saw one on the back of the jersey there. No, I think it's 10, actually.
I think it is now Tripp Thomas.
Now it's Tripp Thomas. Okay, he's at third base.
This winter's screwing us up.
Bobby Warner, the PA announcer here, just giving us some laughs. Ground ball foul outside the bag at third.
We're going to see how many times we can change courtesy runners at
third
base.
That. What the heck?
That's got to be a record.
At least, Bobby, you got lineups in front of you today, right? Bobby was telling me about how Holy Family wouldn't give him a lineup card the other day. So, holy cow. Holy cow, Holy Family. That one got away. Wild pitch in the dirt. It's going to score a run here.
Tripp Thomas crosses the plate, and the Wizards extend the lead 8-0 on the pitch.
So 8-0 now. Chase Thomas goes to third base. Fillinger's trying to get him in with one out here. Wizards dropped a 7-4 decision to the Raptors yesterday. Bit of an upset. So what do? You turn around and you make things better the next day. Baseball is a great game for that. Pitch here, ground ball, base hit, left field by the diving shortstop Schlepper, and it's 9-0 now.
Well, that's one of the things that happens, Clark, when you play the infield in
sure.
with a big lead.
Well,
or with a big deficit, rather.
All I'm trying to do when I'm down 8 or 9-0 is get
outs. Yeah. It's important to get
out. I don't
outs.
Understand bringing the infield in one bit in that spot.
And that was a hard hit ball, but really right at the shortstop.
So one on at first, and that's a big run because if Windsor can plate that runner at first here with one out on the fourth, all they have to do is shut him down in the fifth, and we're done. Throw over to first, and he threw it away. Off the fence, past the Silver Creek dugout, and down to second base here goes Fillinger. So now a base hit, and you've got a 10-0 advantage.
Well, the Raptors have thrown the ball around their share today, both from the infield positions and the outfield positions. So just a little sloppy play on behalf of the Raptors.
Barrett Beckley, in his 13th appearance of the year, deals and misses away. It's a ball and no strikes. Hunter Briquette has been up twice, and he's K'd twice. He needs to do something right here if he wants to change his day up. He could give them their 10th run with a base hit right here.
Big hole between first and second.
Beckley comes back, and a pitch hit right side foul out of play. So a ball and a strike to the right-hand hitting center fielder here for the Wizards. 10 straight winning seasons for the Windsor Wizards. 3 20-plus win seasons in the mix in that 10 years. This one's popped up. Left side, foul grounds. Kolfkin, the third baseman, trying to make a play on it, tried to backhand it, but it's foul and it falls untouched.
Well, new life for Briquette.
Yeah, definitely second chance here for Burkett, and that's a long run for Kolfgren to try to get there, way out of the reach of the left fielder Benny Hyman down the left field line. Yeah, pronounced Burkett. That's right. Yep. All right, here's the look and the pitch, and that one is down low. One ball and two balls and two strikes here. At the belt to look back at second base, comes to the plate, and that one missed all the way to the back. Well, not going to go anywhere here. Wild pitch that tipped off the glove of Sekich. But at second base, Fillinger not going. So,
and I think that was a little courtesy from the Wizards being up 9-0, not taking the extra base on the pass ball.
Three balls, two strikes, first base open. Burkett waits, and the pitch missed, ball four. So he's down at first base. Two on, one out, and here comes Jackson Adam, who's been terrific at the plate, the big guy, with a single and a double so far.
Yeah, he's gone opposite field and had a couple hard hit balls to the right side.
Little meeting at the mound now. Sekich, the catcher. Rolfkin, the senior third baseman, come out. Now the whole group's going to come out. The town of Longmont's coming out to talk to him. So we'll see what we get at the top of the run here. Thank you to Amco of Fort Collins, Amco of Loveland. They're putting the care back into car care. Total car care, too. Remember 8 years ago when you talked about Amco, it was certainly transmissions. Now they do it all from top to bottom, total car care. Talk to my guys in Loveland and in Fort Collins, Amco of Fort Collins, Amco of Loveland. No pitching change here yet, and I think that's probably smart. Brad Stewart came out, and when you're getting beat 9-0, the last thing you want to do in what could be the last inning is make – no, there is a change. Okay. Bruce, what number did we get out there?
I can't see it, but I'm trying to
– uh-oh, a non-roster player?
A non-roster player. Looks. It, is it 12?
All right, we do have a pitching change. All right, we're going to break away for a sec. Come back in a moment. Micah Steer went up for us. We'll be back in about 60 seconds. 9-0 for Windsor, trying to make it 10 when we come back here in the fourth inning on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
The biggest event on the sports betting calendar is almost here, and VSiN is here to help you wager and win. Download the Big Game Betting Guide from VSiN. Our experts break down the matchup, analyze historic trends, offer pro better tips, and help new bettors figure out how to bet and win on the big game. 1310 KFKA listeners can download the Big Game Betting Guide for free at 1310kfka.com.
When you join the CGA, you receive an official USGA handicap with worldwide GPS plus exclusive access to member content and events across Colorado. Join today at coloradogolf.org. This message is sponsored by the CGA and the Colorado Broadcasters Association.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, Cooper Haas, a sophomore, comes in here for Silver Creek. Eighth appearance. Look at this, Bruce. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 20 different pitchers this year. Do you have 20 guys on the roster? How could that possibly be?
That's moving guys up and down.
Wow. And not finding pitchers.
Kind of like your AAA guys coming up, you know.
All right, Haas set to go. Two on here, and the pitch is a breaking ball. Oh, no. Boy, Angel Hernandez has visited the field here. That missed by a foot and a half, and that's a strike. Yep. I don't think he was looking at me right there, but holy cow. I know we all want to get home, but that was crazy. Here's the look in the pitch. That's inside. So it's a ball and a strike right here. Jackson Adam, single and a double. Two for two in the ballgame. Drove in a run. Runners at first and second, one out here in the fourth, 9-0 Windsor. Did that hit him? Oh, that was tight.
Close, but no.
So two balls and a strike. Haas comes back, ground ball foul outside the bag at third. How about if you're Angel Hernandez and you're now a
household name.
Yeah, anybody that can't call a strike or Angel Hernandez, right?
Amongst high school games.
Holy cow, that guy can't see
across the country.
Looks like he's cross-eyed. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss.
Nice breaking ball by Cooper Haas just coming into the game to sit down Jackson Adam for the second out.
So two down, and that's a big runner sitting out at second base because the Wizards can get a 10-0 if they were to get the run and then hold them in the fifth. But here we go, Tyson Shade, who's 0 for 2. Not sure what that was, what he was doing there.
That was shut the music off,
is that right? Well, how about calling strikes the way they are over the plate? That's in for a strike right there, 0-1. Get out there, start umpiring with my kiddo. I'm going to have to take all that abuse.
I can't wait till you guys.
I know you. You're going to be out there our first game going, God, Blue, get a clue.
I hope you let me know your first assignment.
Yep.
I'm going to come back, and I'll just casually be a spectator.
That's right. Way casually, I'll bet. One ball, one strike here. Tyson Shea trying to get the 10th run of the game home for the Wizards here. Haas deals in the pitch. Swinging a ground ball into the hole at short. Backhanded there by Schlepper. He goes to first in the dirt, and that's going to get the 10 runs. In to score here for the Wizards is Fillinger. It's 10-0. Going to probably go base hit, do you think, on that? Or what do you think he beat it or not?
Probably an infield hit and an error.
And then an error.
Yeah.
So Burkett goes over to third. Shades to second. 10-0 now. And if you're Riley Warmbrod, you're sitting on the bench going, all I need is three more outs and we can all get to go watch hockey, which is what everybody wants to do. That's exactly what he's thinking, Bruce.
Forefront on Riley's mind.
Me and the four other hockey fans in the state. There's more than that. Avalanche get 20,000 people in the house, so there's at least that many.
Terrific following.
All right, Jake Kaufman stands in now, top of the order for the Wizards here, ninth batter of the inning. Haas deals a breaking ball up in the zone, ball and no strikes here. Windsor brought 10 men to the plate in the third. Here's the ninth batter of the fourth inning. So two innings, 19 hitters to the plate.
And I know Jake Kaufman would like to become part of that party as he's hitless thus far today, other than he got hit by a pitch.
He did some hitting, yeah, but it was the pitcher hitting him. You're right. 0-2, flied out and popped out besides. Haas comes back, lifted, center field. Jackson Hacker, the senior center fielder, right in his tracks, makes the catch. We will head to the fifth inning, and the folks from Silver Creek are needed going to score in this inning, or we are done. 10-0 Windsor as we head to the fifth. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi there, this is longtime high school coach Bruce Dick. Attention to detail and the drive for perfection is what has helped me be successful on the court. It's also what makes Advanced Roofing Technologies the best in their court roofing. Advanced Roofing replaced my roof, and let me tell you, even I couldn't find anything they needed to improve upon. Brad and his crew at Advanced Roofing Technologies have been around for 29 plus years. That's almost as long as I've been coaching. For more information, go to advancedroofingtech.com.
For over 40 years, AAMCO of Fort Collins has been Northern Colorado's leader in transmission and vehicle repair. You can count on AAMCO's certified technicians to diagnose and fix your car right the first time. From transmissions to brakes and alignments to scheduled maintenance, AAMCO does it all with the best warranty in the business. So for your total car care needs, give Lance a call at 226-4477 and schedule an appointment today. AAMCO of Fort Collins is a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, we go to the fifth inning out here. Riley Warmbrod going to try to set the Raptors down and end this thing. 10-0 for Windsor. For the Windsor Wizards today, 10 runs on 11 hits. For Silver Creek, no runs on three hits. That is your CNH Solutions scoring summary. Don't forget, when we're done here, it will be the all-female post-game show, our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Game, and we'll get our Journey Homes Play of the Game as well.
And with the win today, I believe the Wizards will be one game up in the league standings with two big games coming up against Erie next week.
Yeah, take a look at the schedule. Erie's at home today against Longmont. The loss column is even. Two losses apiece. That's where I go to look and see where you are.
And Erie defeated Longmont today.
They did.
Four to two.
All right. So Erie, the Tigers. Boy, we're going to get to the end of this season. The two games, the home and home, Windsor and Erie. And wouldn't surprise me, and probably will be, that they're even in the loss column by then. Next in the division, in the NCAA division here, is Meade with five losses. Longmont now with seven with their loss today. That's in for a strike. 7-8-9 for Riley Warmbrod, trying to pick up the five-inning shutout today. Next pitch to Hacker. Did he get the outside corner? No. It's a ball and a strike here. Hacker's 0-for-1. Bounced out to third baseman Aaron Rolfe once in the third inning today. Warmbrod comes back and the pitch. Breaking ball. Did it hit him? It did. Well, there's a runner.
Second hit by pitch today.
Yeah, that's right.
By Warmbrod.
Leadoff hitter Sikic in this fourth inning, and now here in the fifth, leadoff hitter Hacker.
Now, they've both been on breaking pitches, Clark. They just weren't snapped off.
Here's Bryce Gore, and the pitch is hit right side. That'll be foul and out of play. Jackson Adam, the senior first baseman, had a little look over at the Silver Creek dugout, but it's back and into the crowd. Gore's got a hit. Jonah Tatterson on deck. He's got a double. That's two of the three hits have come from their 8-9 today. Top of the order for Silver Creek's done nothing. Runner away from the bag, and the pitch is in for a strike.
That was one of those early inning fastballs that Warmbrod just threw.
So no balls, two strikes. Bryce Gore, the right-hand hitting right fielder here for the Raptors. Fastball again, missed away, tried to get him to chase, and it's a ball and two strikes. Warmbrod set to go again. Riley kicks and deals. The seniors pitch right down Main Street. Sit down.
That was a no-doubter.
Wow.
How do you lay off that black part. That was pretty much middle-of-the-plate fastball.
Jonah Tatterson will come to the plate. Now doubled in the third inning, but was stranded. Really only one inning of any kind of trouble today for Warmbrod as he delivers a strike there, and that was in that third inning with one out. Gore singled and Tatterson doubled him to third, but then a strikeout and a flyout, and things went away. Off the fist foul and quickly 0-2. No balls, two strikes. One out here, fifth inning. Warmbrod's two outs away from setting them down for the day here. That one missed away, and it's a ball and two strikes. Will Schlepper, the leadoff hitter for the Raptors, out on deck, the shortstop. Riley deals outside corner, sit down again, two away.
And that was a black part of the plate.
Woo.
Really great two-strike fastball on the outer edge.
Fifth strikeout here for Riley Warmbrod. 29 and two-thirds coming in, so where is he at now? 34 and a third innings and 48 Ks.
That ERA just continues to drop. Ooh,
0.47, Bruce, coming in. Missed with a ball here. One ball, no strikes. Two outs, fifth inning, one out away from getting to the dugout and calling it a ball game here. And now what do we get? What are you guys pointing at? What's going on out there?
I'm asking if Riley Warmbrod has committed to play next
year.
Oh,
yeah. We don't know that. You know. That's the same thing I asked Bobby 2 hours ago. Oh. Here's the pitch. It's in for a strike. Oh, I thought that's a strike. Come on, Angel. Two balls, no strikes here.
We'll get that information from Eric on Tuesday.
That's right. Here's the look in the pitch. That one missed away. 3-0 now. Wow, you're right on the doorstep of getting home. And now three balls and no strikes. 10-0 Windsor. One in the first, six in the third, three in the fourth. Pitch to the plate and the fastball's up. So you have two on now. Raptors are on life support, but they're still breathing.
Well, Benny Hyman has popped out to second base and flied out to left field, trying to keep the Raptors on life support here.
Yeah, I got one ahead of us there. It was strikeouts by Gore and Tatterson, then the walk to Schlepper. I want to get home and watch that game so bad, I'm giving him an extra hitter. Schlepper at first, and Hyman's trying to keep it going here. Riley Warmbrod trying to win his sixth against no defeats this year. Bruce was talking about the ERA, a minuscule 0.47 coming in. Riley at the belt, checks the runners, deals in the pitch. Hit the left field. This should do it. Going out and coming in. The left fielder's Kaufman. He's there. Makes the catch for the out, and the ball game is over. 10-0 win for the Windsor Wizards today out here in Windsor. We'll come back in a moment with the Alt Feed Mill postgame show right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Windsor High School as we get to the Alt Feed Mill postgame show. No matter the size of your ranching operation, Alt Feed Mill is the food to keep your animals fat and happy. Alt Feed Mill, catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt. Feed Mill Equipment Supplies and Service. Dial them up today, 970-834-2132. It is Alt Feed Mill. Bruce, today it was the Riley Warmbrod show, 10-0 for the Wizards.
Yeah, it sure was. Great job on the mound, had terrific command, and then steps up, hits a three-run homer in the inning that produced six runs for the Wizards, and they go on what seemed like a fairly easy victory today, but after losing to this same team yesterday, a revenge type of win.
For the Wizards with the win today, they go to 16-4 on the year, 14-2 now in conference play, and as we said, two losses for Windsor in conference, two losses for Erie in conference. As Coach said, they beat Longmont today, so going to come down to that home-and-home, it looks like, at the end of the week coming up here next week. Silver Creek, the Raptors, as we said, no runs, three hits for the Wizards, 10 runs, 11 hits. Silver Creek, by the way, drops to 9-11 on the year and 9-7 in league play. Let's get to our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. And, boy, we had to deliberate for all of no seconds on this one. Riley Warmbrod, the senior pitcher today, was terrific. He is our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. He just had it from the get-go today on the hill, Coach.
Well, he's had it all year, Clark. And he definitely had it today. And, boy, just fun coming out and watching the Wizards and excited to have Warmbrod on the mound today because this kiddo can flat-out pitch.
No runs. He gets the five-inning shutout. Three hits he gives up, two walks, five Ks, hit a couple of batters. But any time there was traffic, he simply took care of business.
Yeah, he did. And it really didn't have maybe two hard hit balls the entire game today.
Our Journey Homes play of the game. Get to that Journey Homes, 10,000 homes, over 10,000 homes along the Front Range. Northern Colorado's number one builder in our Journey Homes play of the game. And it all came from Riley Warmbrod, the three-run home run in the third inning. He went deep for his second home run of the year and kind of put this game out of reach.
Yes. The Wizards they put together a string of five hits in that inning, five or six hits, and along with Warmbrod's three-run shot, and there is no stopping them today.
So Riley gets not only our Norfolk Honor Medal Player of the Game, but he gets the Journey Homes Play of the Game on the three-run shot. Windsor wins 10-0 today against Silver Creek. We'll come back. Final segment of the postgame show coming up right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Windsor High School. Clark and a coach right here, and we'll be Clark and a coach on Monday at 11 o'clock in studio, so can't wait to talk to you then. But today, Bruce, it was Riley Warmbrod and all Windsor as they come back from a 7-4 deficit yesterday, a 7-4 loss, and today they do it the right way, 10-0.
Yeah, they did. They were sharp at the plate. stayed on balance at the plate, just adjusted to the breaking pitches by Beckley, who threw a lot of curveballs at him, and very persistent approach today at the plate for the Wizards.
Yeah, no question about it. All right, don't forget 5 o'clock tonight, Rockies pregame. We'll get Rock and Jerry Schimmel. Jack Corrigan will have that call for you, and Rockies will try to go out and win another one here on KFK, so stay tuned for that. But between now and then, Michael Kirkpatrick back in the studio will get you guys going in the right direction. For Bruce, I'm Clark. Everybody be safe. Thanks for listening along today on this great Saturday. And again, happy Mother's Day tomorrow to all the mothers out there right here in Northern Colorado and around the world. All right, we're coming. We're going back to our regular programming after this. Final score once again here today was Windsor 10 and Silver Creek nothing. You heard it right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.